Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
2 weeks to the day following his arrest in California, James Whitey Bulger was formally charged with committing 19 murders and other federal racketeering counts. Many of the crimes were allegedly committed while he was a secret FBI informant. The 81-year-old longtime fugitive pled not guilty yesterday when the case formally began. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
In shackled ankles and a bright orange jumpsuit that accentuated a white beard and ever paler skin, James Whitey Bulger seemed to be a fading specter in this, his third court appearance. The scowl and snap gone. Looking all of 81 years old, Bulger managed to wink at his brothers Bill and John in the first row and shuffled to his chair.
I was not that impressed the way he looked. I don't think he's as imposing figure as he was trying to portray out there.
For retired State Police Colonel Tom Foley, this was the first time he'd come so close to the guy he'd been trying to put behind bars for decades. It was a brief encounter. "Does your client understand the charges in the arraignment?" asked the magistrate judge, Marianne Bowler. "In my opinion, yes, he does," responded Bulger's court-appointed attorney, J.W. Carney. As is the right of the defense, Bulger waived the reading of the indictment. That meant that for the families of the murder victims who sat in the courtroom, there would be no roll call of the dead. Deborah Davis, Michael Donahue, Edward Connors, Michael Milano went unnamed. So too did 15 others. Perhaps the family's only consolation came from Bulger's attorney himself.
"I found Mr. Bulger to be very smart, to have an excellent memory."
J.W. Carney was emphatic in closing off one possible line of defense.
"I see absolutely no evidence that my client suffers from Alzheimer's."
The judge had the clerk address the defendant. "As to count one, how do you plead?" "Not guilty," came a small voice. 12 times, Bulger answered the same. "Not guilty." It was the only roll call of the day. If they didn't fully appreciate Whitey's predicament already, the brothers Bulger could do the math and figure he could be sentenced to life plus another 100 or more years if convicted. Though the trial start may be distant, on behalf of those unnamed dead, retired State Colonel Foley was adamant.
"You're looking at the truth today. Whitey Bulger's in handcuffs and he's going to trial right now. That never ever came out before. That is the truth. And then finally being exposed and now being held accountable for the people he's killed, the truth's coming out."
The big question is how long it will take to get to trial. Bulger's attorney suggests it can take 2 to 3 years for the normal murder case. There's nothing normal at all about this one. Bulger's next appearance is scheduled for September. This is David Boeri for WBUR at 90.9.